Maurice.
Yeah.
Dane, man.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm alright.
Got some time, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basically, all I want to do is just ask a few questions. And pretty much about, being a GM or becoming a GM, being a GM, and some of the things that you do during a game in terms of the thought process, and just the overall mindset of a GM. And like I said, just kind of let it flow. I'm trying not to make it as, you know, very rigid or structured, but I guess the first thing a lot of brothers, myself included, what does it mean, or being a GM, what does it mean to actually be a GM? Is there some type of feeling that you get when you come to a tournament, or some type of prestige in terms of being a GM that makes you feel a bit differently?
For me personally, no. I don't come wearing my title. I don't think that title makes you anything really special. I mean, I realize that it's an accomplishment, but from a personal standpoint, I think you're just a player like everybody else. And you make mistakes, you can play horribly one day, you can play well another. So I don't come in with an attitude. I just come there to play.
Yeah. Do you think you have like a responsibility being a GM? Do you think there's some type of responsibility you have with the title of playing a certain level, or having a certain type of character or persona? I know some GMs, you see them walking around the tournament, they're kind of distant, but I know you're kind of a lot more approachable than the others. Do you feel that's part of the responsibility of being a GM?
My approachability is based on my character, not on my title. I was approachable before I became a GM, and I don't see why, just because I got the title, that I should become less approachable. I am who I am, and that's it. I'm just a guy like everybody else. I happen to have a title, so I'm not like some god on Mount Olympus. I mean, so I try not to behave so much based on responsibility, but based on what I think is right and what is natural for me. So I don't act as a GM based on some kind of responsibility. I act that way because that's who I am.
I got you. What do you think it takes for, a lot of brothers want to know this, and I know even Simatowi might want to know this, but what does it actually take to get to that level where you actually get to the point of being a grandmaster? Some of us will never get to that point, but there are others that might have the potential, and they might want to know, what's the last step? What do I need to do to kind of get over the hump, so to speak?
I don't know what the hump is for different players. I think that each player has his own challenge. A lot of times it's psychological. A lot of times a guy can play on GM level but not be able to do it consistently because of some other psychological block. And I think that would stand in his way. For me, it took a long time to get to the Grandmaster title. I had various opportunities that I ended up blowing in last rounds and such. And it really came down to just my consistency and my feeling like I could do it when the moment was on.
Mm-hmm.
But people get to the GM title in different ways. Some people skyrocket to the GM title. We got a 12-year-old now who's a GM.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't really think that there's a single thing that stands out as the thing that one person needs. There are things that you absolutely need that you can't do without, like the dedication and the hard work. But who's to say what the difference is between a strong IM and a GM? You know, that's really close.
But you say, would you say something like you need to definitely be able to have a decent memory or certain characteristics that are kind of basic across the board for GMs?
Well, I think a lot of the characteristics a GM has is similar. I mean, it's not very helpful, but it's very similar to what other players have. I mean, you know, a lot of chess players have a great memory, a great vision of the board, a tactical eye, maybe good endgame technique, good opening technique. I think the GM just brings it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And brings it together in a way that gets a grandmaster to the level of grandmaster. But if you look at a lot of players, I mean, there's some GMs who are not really that good in the openings, who are not so tactical, they're much more positional based. I think a GM just brings his or her strengths to the table in a really compact way, and that allows him or her to get to that level, to play at that level. But I don't think, I think one thing that people have I think people attribute a sort of mystical ability to GMs. Somehow they're able to do these supernatural things and allow them to play on a level that's just unbelievable and unheard of. And I think that it's true to have respect for grandmasters, but I think the biggest hurdle is to recognize that a grandmaster is just another player also. And while a grandmaster can certainly be more consistent at playing well, other players can play to that level if they just get the GM mystique out their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just takes hard work and a lot of practice and a lot of confidence in yourself that you can get it done.
I remember you said something this was a National Open, and we were sitting around, I think we were having breakfast that morning, and we got on the subject of rap music, and then you made a comment about Wynton Marsalis in terms of the way he views rap music, and then you made another point about, you said that you can understand how he feels that way, and then you said something about when you're playing chess, sometimes you get to the point where you get past seeing moves, it's just you get a certain feel of the position, and it just kind of comes together. It's just a feeling. You just play moves because they feel right, and not because you've calculated these kind of eight moves deep. How does one get to that level? I mean, I think that's pretty much the gray area that I'm thinking of. How does one bring all those attributes together so they can actually feel a move, as opposed to looking at, you know, all these different patterns and different lines that might not go in the right path? That might be one of the differences.
Well, I think that becoming a grandmaster just takes a lot of practice and a lot of work. And over time, as you practice and practice, you hone the same skills over and over again until there's an explosion. And it may not be an explosion, it may just be a leap.
Mm-hmm.
And that leap is not mathematical. It's far more intuitive. It's far more personal.
Okay.
And it just happens, and suddenly you start to see. And I think that's the real trick, and I think that's where the frustrating line comes for guys who are very close to the GM level but may not cross it, is that that hasn't clicked for them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Since they've been working so hard at trying to make that break, and it just hasn't clicked, they sort of feel like, what's going to happen? When is it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
When can I expect this to happen? And, you know, it's fair to say that it just takes time. It just takes time for that breakthrough to happen. You feel these, like when you talk about feeling, I think a lot of it is, you know, I play chess now, what, 22 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I've seen a lot of positions. I've seen a lot of positions. And so a lot of times I don't need to think about my next move. I don't need to break it down and calculate it that much, because I know what I ought to be doing, what I ought to be pursuing, the aims I ought to be looking for. I've tried many of them, they failed. I've tried many of them, they succeeded. And I've tried to get rid of the ones that failed and continue with the ones that succeeded. So I think you have to just keep working. You have to just keep working. Now, there's some methods of work, and I think that's really maybe more useful. I think there's some methods of work that prove to be more efficient than others.
Do you think there's a such thing as playing correctly, or do you think that there's too much emphasis on people trying to play beautiful or get quote-unquote correct games where they don't make a mistake?
I think correct chess is random. I mean, correct chess is after the fact. You never know if you're playing correct chess until the game is over. Kasparov doesn't know he's playing correct chess, and Kasparov is one of the more critical guys around. You cannot know you're playing correct chess until after the game.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't. And it's only in the postmortem that you realize how many mistakes you actually made and how many mistakes your opponent actually made. To me, chess is just a struggle. But this earlier point I think makes a lot of sense for people is what is the kind of work you're doing? How many myths do you keep in your head? Like, for example, people tend to do a tremendous amount of work on the opening. And they feel like, oh, the difference between me and this guy is that he knows openings better. And so they say, oh, I always get caught in the opening. And if you break their game plan, you realize they're actually not getting caught in the opening. What's happening is that they're maybe somewhat unfamiliar with the opening. They could work their way out, but their own discomfort, internal discomfort, led them to start to play weaker chess because they felt like, oh, I don't know this opening.
Mm-hmm.
And while it is very, very important to know opening theory, it's much more important to accumulate those skills and positional ideas that are higher level, and that you'll read about, for example, in books by Dvoretsky.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you start to cultivate a deeper understanding of chess, and you use a lot of better training methods, you know, to get there. I mean, there's some things I didn't know before I started working with a serious trainer like Kardanov.
Huh.
And I think that could be much more the difference between GMs. GMs are much simpler than you think. And I think it's the simplicity that gives them the strength. By clearing up a lot of the misconceptions, positional misconceptions especially, that a lot of players have about the game, and GM is able to get more closely to the truth than a lot of other players.